When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mick Williams, Cyberline here with you. 844-RADIO-US. 844-RADIO-US. Listening on great radio stations like KBDT, Dallas, and what's the other one?
KBEU,
92.7.
And everybody out there in the Nevada Radio Network, and a whole bunch of others up and down the dial. By the way, did you go turn your TV on the other night and noticed as you were flipping through the channels on your antenna TV and black screens are now replaced where the channels once were?
Uh-oh.
Well, sucks to be you. No, it doesn't. You need to go to tvanswers.org, and that will tell you in your area. You can punch in your zip code and look it up here on the computer, or better still, have them text you.
Okay.
So as the channel repack happens, we had a major seismic shift Friday in Dallas, and in the morning, I got a text that said, all of these stations, seven of them, are flipping today.
Uh-oh.
You need a plan to rescan.
Right.
And I turned on the TV and went, gosh darn, they're right. Look at all them black holes. Hit rescan, whoop, and there they were, all back.
Right.
So TVAnswers.org, the channel repack is going through 2020. If you don't think your town is affected, don't think so, buddy. It's only a matter of time.
Right. If you're on cable, you're fine. If you do streaming, you're fine.
If you're on satellite,
you're fine.
But antenna, problem.
Right. So if you get your channels over the air using an antenna, you need to hit the repack button. And it's good to do that every now and then, but yeah,
yep,
it's good to do it.
And
too. Need to do it now.
If you're on the web, you can go to tvanswers.org and punch in your zip code and keep up with it. You can give them your mobile number and they will text you. And if you have Twitter, it's hashtag plan to rescan.
And I'll mention it again, because this always is there. People don't, not enough people, I think, understand that, you can get all these wonderful channels over the air for free. High def signals, digital signals, very solid, rock solid, perfect images. They come over the air for free. All you got to do is have an antenna, take the TV that you have, and put the cable, put the antenna into the cable port, and then scan.
And there's a whole bunch of different networks, too, that you've probably never seen.
And you don't even need a fancy antenna to do it. You can use old rabbit ears.
Rabbit ears
on the roof.
Mom and Dad had from 1972.
That's actually a big scam, by the
way. Just put it on a 75-ohm Balum, because it was probably the little fork things with 300.
Oh, yeah.
And then screw it on the back of your TV. And
75-ohm, but
HD TV.
But yeah, they make everybody think to be able to get HD TV that you have to have like an HD TV antenna.
Yep.
It's still the same radio frequency.
They had all the RCA cheap antennas one day.
Uh-huh.
Then they sent them back, came back with a box, HD TV ready.
Yeah, it's the same
TV
antenna
that was sitting there a year ago. When's HD TV coming? Do I need a special antenna? Here it is, buddy. $12.95.
Yeah, Carl.
It was $9.95.
Carl took the box in the back and put HDTV on the side of it.
That's right. Stamped it. We made $3 more profit with just four words, HDTV. Well,
now, the new digital signals, they do come in largely over the UHF side. So you get that there's two sections to the antennas. The old, bigger antennas, the ones that have those big, huge wings out there, that's the old style part.
Yeah, radar system.
That's the VHF side. But if you look at the end of it, you'll see like a little Pac-Man.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
know, big jaws.
Out there.
Jaws. Looks like a greater than or less than sign with a tongue sticking out.
And that's the portion that's the UHF that, you know, that works today just as well as it did back then.
And you don't even need to get that huge cowboy antenna we used to pick up, you know, blacked out cowboy games on and things are same in other markets. You can get a very long Yagi that can go out up to 100. That's what it's called, Yagi.
Oh, we always call them Yagis.
Yagis?
Yeah.
No.
I never heard anybody call it a Yagi.
Well, one part of the country is Yagi, the other is Yagi. Now, when you eating Haggy, you know, with the Scots over there, that it's known as Yagi. But you up north near Maine and Cleveland and all them places down here, they call it Yagi.
See, but then you got the vertical and you got the horizontal Yagi.
That's right. And then you get the ham guys picking up and you got your NASA TV with that cable. But that's another story altogether. So you can get these long Yagis that will go up to 120-mile radius.
Right.
Put a rotor on that sucker and spin it around. And you could probably do that under $100.
Unless you get a 5-year-old that burns out the motor.
Back to Radio Shack. Oh, darn it. We don't have that luxury anymore.
No.
And there's even some have 4 of them. Have you seen those? But yeah, looks like a cross is yagi.
Really?
Yeah, and you just sit on you have turn nothing, man. It's just like,
oh, it's all directional.
Really? All directional. They just bring it in from all four corners.
Now, that
areas,
I haven't
man.
Seen yet, because frankly, I'd like to get something like that. I still have one of those huge Radio Shack antennas.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the biggest radio antenna.
And it'll pull in stuff,
made.
Man. That's like
you don't have to put
update.
A booster on there?
Huh?
You don't have to put a booster on it?
I'd probably put a booster on it. If you want to get fringe, probably throw a 25 amp on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, those Radio Shack VU-180s and stuff look like the Planet Destroyer in Star Trek sucking in signal, you know, and into its maw. And it's like, oh, look, we can pick up Wisconsin on this bad boy.
That's where you put one of those little LEDs on there that goes around the orb.
Yeah, there you go. Keep the lights right.
Make drive people the, wonder at night.
Yeah, drive the neighbors nuts. Yeah, they're watching TV again. How can you tell?
Remember the water tower in Grand Prairie?
Looked like the Jupiter 2 landing.
Back behind Form 303 Mall.
Yeah, had the little rotation on the bottom of it. Like,
yeah, my parents told me that was a UFO.
Yeah. We thought it was.
Yeah.
Until it said Trader's Village on it. It's like,
it's just a water tower.
Martians went to Trader's Village, and look what they bought. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, TVAnswers.org. You can check that out.
Right.
And be able to keep up with
one
it.
Other thing, antennaweb.org. Haven't been to it in a while. I hope it's still there.
Oh, it's still there.
Is it? Okay. One of the things that you can do, you go there and you enter in your zip code. Tell them exactly where you are. Actually, zip code and street address. And if you give them the street address, then you're going to find out exactly how you should point your antenna, because it tells you the distances that you're looking at on all these different signals out there. And just because you're, you know, maybe 25 miles from an antenna, there might be two separate antennas out there, right? Well, one of them could be putting out a lot stronger signal than the other one. So you might need a bigger antenna, even though the broadcast signal is at the same point. They're right next to each other.
And they're also color-coded in the map.
They are.
And then you look at the box of the antenna, so say if it says you need an antenna with a purple color on it, you go find an antenna on the box and it has the purple color, that's the antenna for you.
Right. And so, I mean, if you can, I would just put the biggest one up I can, because that's what I ended up doing at my house. And it's done very well throughout all these years. Really pulled in a lot of good, strong signal. I do need to do the channel repack. There's no doubt about that. Have not done that yet.
Oh, yeah.
So,
in fact, in my area, I just went up on antennaweb.org. And it shows here that I can receive up to 110 channels from 31 over-the-air stations in my location.
Oh, wow, look at that.
And it even shows you, you know, which way you're going to point. It shows you the color that you need for the antenna. And, of course, the little Keith thing there that says, you are here.
Right. No, and that looks good. Now, you're going to get the information out of it you want, but I will admit it looks a bit salesy.
Yeah. Well, they want you to buy an antenna, kid. That's why
you got a few
silly
advertisements up there. But nonetheless, it works well for what you're looking to do. So I did it, and I love it.
And it looks like they've added this little eye. What does this do?
I don't know.
This tells you about the FCC channel repack.
Oh, that's great.
So here is the here's KLEG, which is a low power 44.1, part of the repack. and it moved, looks like, Friday, and it did change channels, but not going off the air. And it was on RF channel 44, and now it moved down to 28. And, of course, you need a yellow antenna in order to pick it up, be able to do that. So they're now even including the repack in this. That's mighty nice of them.
Yeah, no kidding. That's so really good.
Able to do that. So that's very good. So that is antennaweb.org, and it'll ask you for your address and your zip code and all that. Just put that all in there, and then you'll be able to see everything around. And I found, even in the repack, there's a lot of stations that listed, like a Channel 6 and a Channel 19 and a couple others around. It's like, I've never seen these silly things.
Right. And it doesn't matter if you're in Nevada or Arkansas or wherever you're at. You just enter in the your address on there, and it shows you how far those antennas are, the broadcast antennas are away from you.
You see, I got a Channel 2 for Daystar.
Uh-huh.
But now it's showing me there's a KSFW low power on RF Channel 2. I've never seen it. I've never picked it up. But Daystar was up on, like, Channel 38 or something like that. So it's
right.
The two of them won't knock together. So that's a good thing.
Well, you got to look at the look at the angle on there, too, because they do. I love the way they show the angle on there. And if your antenna is not pointed in a direction that might, it might not be able to pick it up, even though it's got a signal that's not, you think that you can get it. If your antenna is not pointed the right direction, it might get it. It might not.
Yeah. So that'll be a good way to keep up and see, do I have a good antenna that'll do what I want to do? And, of course, you can also say, my antenna is going to be 30 feet or more above the ground. Like, you want to put it on a roof or something?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll even say, these are the antennas that you want for that.
Right.
Okay, so you've got some other stuff as well.
Let's see. What was I going to talk about tonight? Frankly, yeah, everything's going great. I will tell you, I did want to talk about, there is a tech expert that says Google Chrome has become spy software.
What? Spy software?
What? There's an article over at Science Alert. Well, we've known this for a long time anyway. I don't know if you've ever gone into, looked at your debugger. When you go into a website now, you will see, go to a particular site, any site that you want to go to, go in there, open up your debugger, there's a networks tab in there, right? And just count how many different domains you're connecting to.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be shocked. It's mm-hmm. surprising how much you've got because of all of the different tracking type software that you're doing nowadays.
Yeah, all the
ads. You can
stuff.
Watch it if you're... I know it'll do it in Chrome. I don't know about any of the other ones, but if you watch the lower left-hand corner while you're waiting for a page to load up, you'll uh-huh. see all these different domains come across the lower left-hand corner.
And the more domains you're connecting to, the more likely it is that you're actually sharing your information with a lot of different people just for tracking purposes.
And you point that out about the lower left-hand corner.
Uh-huh.
Watch when you look at it real closely because you say, I want to look at something on the New York Times, like you're looking for a particular page,
uh-huh.
and you'll notice that everything pops up in that little corner but your page.
Yeah.
And then finally, when they're done getting their stuff in, here's your page.
Well, here's another thing that's weird, too. Jim and I were talking about Cowboy Bebop one day because you had posted a thing about the movie.
Yeah.
And so I never did anything Cowboy Bebop-wise, but I was like, hey, I got the DVDs and stuff. So we watched the DVDs, they're the sessions of Cowboy Bebop. And he happened to have his phone in the room where we were watching the DVDs, and my phone was off somewhere else. It was in the living room next to my laptop. Well, what's weird is now he gets all these ads sponsored through his Facebook mm-hmm. newsfeed. He's getting Cowboy Bebop stuff. He's never searched for Cowboy Bebop.
Funny thing happened to me. Last week, Chewy.com had their IPO.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go up on Facebook, make the little meme with the balloons and everything, talking about how the IPO broke and what the numbers were and where I was and everything. And I even had the symbol CHWY, just put it in there. And then all of a sudden, about 5 minutes later, I'm getting ads for Chewy.com. Dude, I was just talking about the IPO. It's like, oh, you need cat toys, you need this, you need that. And I was like,
well, the one thing I hate is when Google advertises stuff to me, especially Amazon, of stuff that I already bought.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about what I already bought. Yeah. Tell me about something I might want to buy.
Yeah, I've done. That's happened to me too. You need this box set of DVD. Dude, I bought that 2 days ago.
I was like, you know, just because I bought a rope, you know, now they're suggesting a ladder, a toaster, and a bathtub. It's like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
It sounds like you're going to climb on a ladder, throw the toaster in the bathtub, and hang yourself. You need this.
Anybody check on Steve?
Yeah.
So I'd gone over to sciencealert.com, and the it's an article written by Jeffrey A. Fowler. Fowler. Fowler.
Jeffrey's so on got one.
That. But one of the things that he suggested was go grab your Firefox browser. And so if you a lot of people use Chrome today, but Firefox is still out there. Oh, what do you use?
Firefox.
Hey, boy, you're giving me a look like...
You're scaring the crap out of me, man. I use Firefox.
Well, there's Chrome, and you know, it's a good browser, and Firefox is too. So they're both solid and really really solid browsers.
But not that internet.
I prefer Chrome.
Extorter, no.
Well, there's, you know, I'll tell you this. I use Chrome, but I also use the EFF.org. They've got a plug-in. I think it's Badger or something like that. I'll look at it over the break. But
EFF Badger don't give a...
Yeah. It will... It shuts down. It has an interesting technique of what they do is if it finds the same different type of script that it's the same, looks for the same script on three different websites. It goes, oh, tracker, you know, right there. So if you go to, oh, I don't know, I don't want to say, you know, site1.com, site2.com, and site3.com, and they all end up having the same
tracker
on there. Yeah, it says
like
I'm
going
to shut that down.
I'm going to go plug that in tomorrow in my...
Well, the same script, it decides those are trackers.
All right. Okay, we come back. We're going to talk about machines that bake pizzas based on a single photo. Listen to McWilliam Sandler. Radio US, 844 Radio US Host 2018 at cyber-line.com. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page, cyber-line.com/cyberlinenet.
Boy, you don't run this show like you used to when I was producer.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it's just we used to have a lot of working parts back in the day when the studios were over in Farmers Branch.
Yeah.
Now it's just, like you said, fun size.
Yeah, fun size.
there's not as many. You eliminated a lot of the jobs and that went on to put Cyberline together.
You remember the, was the Monty Python where the guy says to the son, oh, this will be yours, lad. This castle there, and then it fell into the swamp.
Yeah.
Well, that was USA 1.0. Then the second USA, that one stood up tall. But then that one went into a fire cell, and then that one fell in the swamp. But this one is 3.0.
This one's better.
This one's better, and it's more powerful than a Death Star. Oh, and it's in fun size. So,
so what happened to Studio D?
That's a good question. I know where parts of Studio D are.
Parts of it are.
There are parts of it that I own.
Well, good. Then I'm going to go back to my studio in Camden, and I'm going to put a big old sign right there that says Studio D.
Well, actually, I have Studio D at the house because I have the old USA logo.
Oh, yeah, you got the actual Studio D logo.
Yeah, as the ship was going down and being moved to Club Corp, you know, what's the last thing you do when you're leaving the ship? You run up
grab
to the
all
turbo
the office
lift,
supplies.
Yeah, the chairs. And then the last thing you do is you run up to the turbo lift, and then you grab the sign that says commissioned USS Enterprise, and then you run for the transporter before the thing crashes. And burns up in the atmosphere.
And one of those moments where you run up to it and you look side by side, like if anybody's watching, and you just kind of yank it and run off with it.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what I did with the Studio D sign that was outside.
So you got some nice parting gifts.
Yeah, I got a few parting gifts.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere in a warehouse near Point of View is supposedly the chair that I had in 2011 that I just bought and probably sat in 3 months, once a week. Don't know where it went from here. But, it's a big change up.
I like what you've done with the place.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
It's been, It's functional. Mm-hmm. Definitely functional. Mm-hmm. Love the view.
No, yeah.
Except for when the sun comes in and burns the place up like the Jupiter 2 plunging in the sun. But, hey, them Southwest jets behind you, that's a nice view.
That's why we call the other place the Flying Sub.
Right.
Because there were no windows.
Yep, and then we had to time it, and it's like, okay, 2:30, turn the fjords. You know, that's why it was called the Flying Sub.
I bet you when, like, the sun shines down, it's like Krypton.
Yeah, pretty close. The only thing is, we're not exploding like Krypton. It's hurling into the sun.
You would be if it were, like, 1 degree hotter.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yes, he's a resident nerd.
He's a resident nerd?
Yeah.
Okay, he needs to talk louder.
You need to talk louder.
Get up on the mic. Chew that mic.
Boop.
Hey, there you go. We need to say something more than that, buddy.
I love chicken nuggets.
Let's talk about correct microphone placing.
Yes. And that's the other thing. I have very little library than I had before.
Oh, I still got your library.
Good. Bring it over.
No, seriously. I got the original library still on CD.
Good. I need to build that up.
Oh, okay.
I need that back.
Well, you should have said something. That's why you made me producer years ago.
Well, that's what I need to do. I've got 4 pieces of music.
I keep looking at these pictures of this pizza that you got on the screen.
Yeah.
Those look good.
This is a generative adversarial networks. Then these are the type of things they can do. It's a type of machine learning used to generate realistic AI faces and deep fakes. But cats over at MIT are using the GAN to do the holy blessed work of building a neural network to teach computers how to make pizza.
You guys know what a deep fake is?
Hmm?
Do you guys know what a deep fake is?
I know what a deep fake is. Fake.
Tell us.
What is it?
No, I don't know. Tell us.
Enlighten us.
Oh.
What's a deep fake?
Well, a deep fake.
Get in the mic.
Get in the mic, buddy.
Point to the mic, buddy. Yeah.
Tell everybody what it is.
Let's hear. What's a deep fake?
Is where you...
You're going to tell us after the top of the hour.
I think a deep fake is where he says he's going to tell us, and then he fakes us out.
That's a radio tease.
Yeah. And then boom, right into the wall. Yeah, sure. All right, so we're going to come back. Local news, national news, and we come back. Mr. Logan is going to inform us on what a deep fake is.
You know what a deep fake is? You'll never know.
Oh, we'll find out.
I'll never tell you.
We'll turn him upside down and shake him out, quarters, nickels, and what's a deep fake? All right, so we're going to do that when we come back after your local news and national news and USA news. Meanwhile, you're listening to Mick Williams Cyberline on the USA Radio Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.